Okay, I've asked my good friend Corey to share on step one tonight.
Hi, my name's Corey. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Corey.
I went through this work with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor, trusting and relying on God and the men in this particular group. You know who you are. I've talked to you guys. I'll be forever grateful for you guys who have helped me out on my journey. So a little bit about my background. I was at a young age, I lost my mother, right? And having done this work, I now see, that's where, my self-pity started. So losing my mom at a young age and my dad remarrying a lady I didn't like, in my head, in my alcoholic thinking, gave me a pass to treat anyone the way I wanted, to get whatever I wanted from them, drugs and alcohol, with that pain, I never felt a part of, right? So, the easiest thing for me to do was pick up drugs and alcohol, and it made me feel a part of something, I progressed, started out with alcohol, and I ended with heroin. And through that time, people talk about, what drugs and alcohol took away from them. Well, I gave it away willingly, you know what I mean? If it ever came down to drugs, I'd always pick drugs, and that's just what it was. And it was, that's basically my whole, addiction, an act of addiction, it didn't matter, drugs were the king of everything. And, so I eventually my grandfather helped me raise me. He taught me how to become a man, growing up, and when he passed away, I was the oldest grandchildren on that side of the family. So I grew up in a household with my father that said, real men don't cry, don't show emotion. They pick up a drug and they just, or alcohol, and they just bury it, And so that's what I did. And luckily, and by the grace of God, I had one of my good friends who's not one of us, but he saw that I needed help. And And that's what he did. He called Gosnold, and I got into detox, and then through that, just thinking about it, I was so naive with this whole program. So I'm at the detox, and people are, commitments are coming in, and I never really heard about Alcoholics Anonymous. I never heard of a life of recovery before this point, and. And at first when I was thinking about it, I was like, that this isn't for me, eventually I started to listen, and I was, thinking back on it, I wanted to get back home, and I had nothing back at home, once the drugs started to clear the system, it was my life was just one big ball of pain, so I went on to further treatment. I went to the Miller House, and I met my sponsor at one of the meetings, and I've been coming here ever since, I feel so lucky and that I was able to find this meeting right away, and I pretty much try to come every Thursday. And so, I asked my sponsor to be my sponsor, and he told me that, this is the way he went through it. And if I, they told me, it was if you want what someone has, you have to do what they do. And I wanted what he had, and it was a peace, it was a calm, it was a life, that I wanted. So he showed me how to do it. And his first set of instructions were to read the first 160 pages of this book, and then we went up and went over it, and I had to read the forward part of the book, and like I said I didn't know this life of recovery, I had no idea this existed, right? So when I went into detox, this is how naive I was. I'd never been to Cape Cod, I'm from New Hampshire, and I remember looking at my friend and asking, Do you think we're gonna go to the beach? Like, I like packed up like bathing suits, thinking like we were gonna go on a walk to the beach, you know, like, but like I didn't know what I didn't know, you know. And and then reading the forward, it like really helped me to like feel like it's not just like a cult, you know what I mean? Because like that's kind of what it looked like. This life of recovery just kind of seemed like a cult, you know. And it was like, well, I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid if it's just like, you know, 10 people in all of Cape Cod that do this, right? So the forward, like, it helped me to realize that like this does work for people, and it's grown throughout the years. And so like when I picked up the book and I started reading with it, like, you know, the first thing is like, what a relief that like it's not just me throwing my life away when I pick up drugs and alcohol, you know what I mean? It's like, it says it right in here, the first page. It gave me hope that it said that this man and over 100 others appear to have recovered. And like reading the foreword, it said that this book was published in like the 30s or 40s. And it's like, this doctor's opinion describes me in 2017. And it was written, you know, almost close to 100 years ago, you know, or close to it. And like, it just gave me such a sense of relief that like, that like A, doctors like see this as a disease, and B, like there is a way out. And and the best part about the way out, it's like free, right? And it's not like you have to go see this doctor, you have to be on all these meds. It's like, no, are you willing to do some work on yourself, you know? Are you willing to go and change who you were, you know? Because you know, once I started coming to this meeting, I realized that like I didn't know a thing. Like I didn't know how to live life. Like my whole idea, like, I truly believe I'm an alcoholic, so any idea that I come up with myself, like, is one of, like, just craziness, you know? So it's, like, this first chapter helps, this first chapter has a lot of information, you know, and I've had to read this a lot of times to, like, truly understand, you know, and I don't understand all of it still, but I have a better idea of what it, mean. So like a couple of things that like I took away from this first chapter was, you know, we must believe that the body of an alcoholic is quite as abnormal as his mind, right? Like I didn't want to believe that I reacted to alcohol differently, because like on the outside, you know, everyone's at a bar drinking and they all seem to have like their lives together, but like that phenomenon of craving, like outside of like the bar, you know, like that's all I could think about all day, you know. And in effect, and my disease progressed and it just got worse. And then it says, like, we worked on our solution on the spiritual as well as an altruistic plane. Well, to me, when, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous says God a lot, when I first came around, the word of God, like the mention of God, like instantly turned me off. Like I remember being in detox, the first person that said God, I got up and left the room, you know, because like I grew up in a Roman Catholic family, and there's nothing wrong with that religion, but my interpretation of it was like it's an all fear punishing God, you know, and you had these prayers that I memorized, but they had like no feeling behind it, you know, there was no emotion behind it. And so, you know, I turned it off, and like, someone had told me God just answered like good orderly direction, you know, and for a while, like that's what I, you know, that's what I used every time I heard God, because, you know, like I just knew that going back to my old life was like, it was going to be nothing but more pain and trouble. And I had all these years to prove that, you know, and then this other thing that came up, an altruistic plane, like being an active addiction, or just the way I lived my life, it was like, what can I get out of you and what do I have to do to get it out of you, you know, whether it be like giving you a ride somewhere to like either get money or get whatever I wanted, you know, like there was always that give and take, you know, and, you know, so I had to, like what my sponsor said, is buy a dictionary, Oxford Dictionary, and look up the words you don't mean, so, or don't know the meaning of. And so that's what I did, and that, I remember that was one of the first ones, and even when I looked it up, I had to be explained to me further, you know. And then going further into the book, it says you know, that they had to believe in something greater than themselves, you know. And and you know, like that was like, it was kind of easy for me to believe in that, but very much an active addiction. I was in self-reliance, you know. Anything that happened in my life was because I thought it was my own doing. It wasn't because some guy in the sky told me I could do this and do that. It was like, no, I put in this hard work, and you know, and I reaped the benefits of it. And so that was eye-opening, that I had to believe something greater than myself. And and then going further into the chapter, like it talks about like talks about what like leads to a phenomenon of craving. It's restlessness, irritable, discontent, and when those cropped up, like I was on the phone calling my sponsor or going into a meeting and asking someone about it, because in the beginning of recovery, I had no tools, you know. My only tool was really calling another alcoholic and going to a meeting, you know. And as I find out, like, you know, I have to deal with Corey 24/7, and people have other lives and my problems. So, you know, I knew I had to do more. And it talks about like a psychic change will occur if you like do these steps. And so, you know, like I just got down and started doing it. Another thing that like was like mind blowing to me was like when they talk about the guy who had a favorable outcome in a business trip that he picked up. My life had been so much of negativity and self-pity that like I didn't even think of like if life ever did go well for me that I'd want to pick up, because like I was so used to just running my life into the ground that like I truly didn't know what peace was, you know. And so that was just like something that was like eye-opening for me. And then yeah, you know, so this, you know, this step is really just about like just coming to terms that like it is a disease that doctors have seen, and like that was huge for me. And also that there is a way out, and there's like thousands of people that are doing this. It's not just like some small little cult on Cape Cod. And and like to accept that like my brain and body don't react. It's an allergy, like the book describes, you know. And it doesn't react to alcohol the same way as a like non-alcoholic does. And it just briefly describes on like how it will change, you know, like how you can recover from this hopeless state of mind. And you know, if you're just checking this meeting out, like just keep coming, because like you know, at first like I was like the only reason I came, if I'm being honest, was to get out of the Miller House, you know. And then soon as I got out, it was like the men in this hall, like I will forever be grateful for, because like you guys are the ones that showed up for me when I needed real help, you know. Open AA works. I'm not, I mean, it works for people, but like I always say in my shares, like if it wasn't for this group and the men in these halls, like I don't know where I would be, because like when they talk about the fellowship of AA, this is the meaning I think of, you know. Because like, you know, you got the guys are men in here, and you're true to your word. And like for that, like I'll forever be grateful for this group, this way of going through the steps. You know, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done. It's also been like the most rewarding thing I've ever done. You know, and my life is not perfect by any means, but it's way better than it was even like a year ago, even when I started this process, you know. And with that, I'll be like interested with what you guys have to say. So I'm Corey, I'm an alcoholic.
Thanks, Corey. Good job. Good job, brother. Okay, guys, listen up.
This is important. If you have completed a